For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Fionnán Sheehan is with me, the Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. Fionnán, you're welcome to the show. Eamon Ryan was with me earlier talking about his own personal reasons for stepping down as leader. Where does that leave the Green Party in the not too distant future with a general election around the corner?
Yeah, a rough weekend for them in the local and European elections, losing both their MEPs and half their councillors, in effect. About half their votes gone out the door as well. What they were also seeing was transfers weren't really coming their way that they were getting in 2019 and 2020 in the local and then the general election. So they've become relatively unpopular for left-wing voters to go their way and bail them out if they weren't getting across the line on the first count. So if you look at them at the moment, going, are we talking four TDs maybe next time? Six maybe at best. So very difficult times ahead for them, whoever is taking over as leader. You'd argue it's a natural time for Eamon Ryan to stand down. He's the last of the old generation from the time they were in government with Fianna Fáil at the tail end of the Celtic Tiger crash. He revitalised, rejuvenated and resurrected the party after that wipeout on that occasion, brought them back to this best ever result, led them through this period in government. So probably the time is right to hand over, but it's not an ideal time for him. Now, Catherine Martin, who would have been the heir apparent, as Basie said, well, she's also stepping back, giving up as deputy leader, not running for the leadership either. That's quite a surprise. I mean, Catherine Martin was the one who challenged Eamon Ryan for the leadership after he led them to their most successful election ever, bringing back 12 TDs and 50 councillors the previous year, and then leads them into government, and then she throws up a challenge to him, and now suddenly the vacancy arises, and she's not going for it. So she's in Miami at the moment on ministerial business, so we don't know what exactly her motivation is there. So we're obviously then waiting to hear what happens then, who's next. So will Roger Cormann, there's mixed views there. People saying more likely he won't. Then it falls to the likes of Dunleary TD and Junior Minister Ossian Smith. Pippa Hackett's name has been mentioned. She sits at Cabinet. She's never been elected as a TD. She's a ministerial appointment as a senator. So that would be a change. The Green Party has been quirky in its time and its attitude towards leadership. They didn't have a leader for a long time because they said, you know, it was kind of a collective form of leadership. They kind of had to go down that route ultimately. So they maybe they're going back to some form of hybrid, organic model of leadership.
There has been some kind of mutterings I see, not necessarily from the dark corners of the internet, not that dark, maybe just a little twilighty, suggesting that any new leader might look to distance themselves from their coalition colleagues by triggering election, picking a fight before the budget, triggering election, and it might stave off complete electoral wipeout.
Yeah, you can try that. They certainly saw in terms of the local elections, arguably the European elections as well, that they were being taxed by those on the left for going into government. Suddenly, not only was their vote down, but they weren't getting those transfers from People Before Profit, Social Democrat and Labour Party voters that they had on previous occasions where they were transfer friendly 5 years ago. They found themselves as well on the receiving end of some fairly low blows from their coalition colleagues. So, you know, if the likes of Fine Gael want to kick the Greens, well, maybe the Greens should be kicking back. Bit late in the day, though, to be trying those tactics. On the one hand, you want to turn around and say, we're a successful government party. We've been able to implement all sorts of different changes. And now a new leader comes along and tries to distance themselves from them. It's kind of make your mind up time and probably a bit late in the day to be trying tactics like that. it would be very much a sort of a salvage operation. It would want to be executed fairly cleverly. And likewise, there's an issue there as well. I mean, even if the Green Party was to pull out of government, yeah, fine, government wouldn't have a majority. But would it fall straight away, or would it be able to be propped up by independent TDs, or would other TDs on the opposition really be interested in bringing them down that fast? Would an early election not suit the government? So all those questions would come into play, and you'd want to be a clever enough strategic operator to pull that one off for the Greens.
Well, hard to speculate who that might be when we don't even know who's going to be running the party in the future. Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. Fionnán, always a pleasure. Thanks a million for the insight.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.